Okay, Tov. My apologies for the late start again. Today I wanted to talk about a Shomer Shomaser L'Shomer. Why did I want to talk about Shomer Shomaser L'Shomer? Because, I don't know, it's one of the sugi. It's a sugi in the Perek. It's a fun sugi, on your deity. Briefly, what was the case? What are we talking about? I know some people have already gone to Daf Lamed Vav, so what are we talking about? Oh, Daf Lamed Vav 111, by the way, is where we're going to be today.
One Shomer, it's kind of, Shomer loses the tip. One Shomer gives another Shomer, and then something happens to it.
Okay.
Is he liable? Who does the thief is found? Who does he pay to?
Oh, so...
There are different things about it. Like, if a thief is found, a stolen thief is found, who does the thief pay to? Is there Shomer?
Which is a function of...
It's a function of... Not Kefer,
of who's chayav on who's chayav for the shmira, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's who the thief is going to pay the keeper for. We learned already back on the first Amud on the Perek, back on the Gimel on Beis, right? Who the thief is going to pay the keeper to? It's going to be a function of who's chayav in shmira. No, that was Pashas in the Gemara there. Okay. Besider, we have a machlokes amoraim. What is the machlokes amoraim? Shomer shemasa or shomer is chayav potter. Very good. And who and how do we paskin? Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan, we always paskin like?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Very good.
What did the discussion
about? Right, the Shomer Shemassel Shomer, and then something happens. Let's say you, I don't know, I'm socher your book from you, let's keep it simple, right? And then I lend the book onto Jonah as a Shomer. Sachar, Nakid, also. Oh, that is also. Jonah is in Sochar, the book from me. Right? And then the book gets, I don't know, again, let's keep it nice and simple just for a second, stolen. Right?
Yeah.
Who's Chayev? Me or Jonah? Right, that's the question.
Okay. So basically.
Right? So, Shomer, Shemasa, Shomer. If you say Chayev, then that's going to mean I'm Chayev. I was the first Shomer. I was the one who originally gave it to. Therefore, I'm Chayev. Yeah? Yeah, I'll draw it. Yeah. I'll draw it on the board just because that may... I think that may... maybe I won't draw it because... Oh, I have a one. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay. Shomer. By them. Shomer Aleph. And then Shomer Beis, right? So... These are the three people. There's a Bailim who gives it to the Shomer Aleph, who gives it to Shomer Beis, right? And the question is, this was done by Rishus. Right? That's a very important part of this discussion. If this was done by Rishus, then what's it in? The second Shomer is Chayev L'Chol Adeya. Yeah? This is Pashat. The question, if it was done by Rishus, so Rav will say the Shomer Aleph is Potter, and Shomer Beis is Chayev or Potter, as will depend on the dinim of his particular Shmira. Right? Let's say he was to be moiser to a Shomer Chinam, and the Shomer Chinam would only be Chayev as a Shomer Chinam. It's an interesting din. Right?
So he keeps the... Let's say he was a Shomer Sacha. He gives it to a Shomer Chinam.
Then he's exempted himself, and Bepachdus, right? And the Shomer Chinam will now only be Chayev as a Shomer Chinam, and they'll only be Chayev in the case of Pshia.
But so that means there are now some things that
I'll complicate that a little bit towards the end of the Chabura, but just for a minute, let's assume that that's Pashas and Rav. Okay?
What were the two sides? Who are the two people?
Rav and Rabbi Yochanan.
Rav says...
So Rav says Potter, which means... Not Potter, it means Shomer Beis is Chayev, right, as much as they should be Chayev. Yeah? Anybody has a Ha'ara before I continue?
No?
Good. Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer Aleph is going to be the one who's Chayev. Right? Meaning... You were moiser, he was moiser the object he was a shomer for on blirishus. Right? He's chayev, he's still liable for the damages that might happen. How exactly is he chayev, we're going to have to talk about in a minute. Right? But he's chayev, in principle. Okay. There is a machlokes amoraim. What exactly is it that Rabbi Yochanan thought? Does anybody remember what it was? Between Rava and Abaye? No?
Where is this?
I'm sorry?
Where is this?
There's a machlokes amroim, right? There's a machlokes in Rav and Abaye. What was the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? Abaye says that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that you are chayiv, right, is because the Baal Abayis didn't want it given on, right? He didn't want the object given on to somebody else. But he's allowed to say, I gave it to you, I wanted you to keep it. And if I remember correctly, that was Abaye's opinion. Yeah. And Rava says, no, it's not because of that. It's because I don't trust. Very good. Right? I don't trust his shvuah.
That's what the owner said.
Right? The original owner, the reason why the original owner can say Shomer Beis is not going to be the one I'm going to, I'm going to sue Shomer Aleph.
Right? Wouldn't this be Rav's opinion?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't that be Rav's opinion?
No, Rav Yochanan.
But
Rav says, Rav says Potter.
But if we don't trust the Shomer too, then why would we care what he does?
The second Shomer.
We shouldn't care about what the second Shomer does because we don't trust him. He's not like a factor in this case.
Didn't understand. I don't understand.
As in, if we don't trust him and we're going directly to number one, then why would we care what happens with Shomer number two? Shouldn't we assume it's all
Shomer number one's fault?
Yeah.
That is what we're assuming, no?
Isn't that Rav's opinion?
No, Rav's Potter. Rav says Shomer number one is Potter.
Oh, I have it mixed up then.
Rav says Shomer number one is Potter, Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer number one is Chayiv, yeah?
Is it possible that the reason for the din of Abaye is because the owner doesn't just want any guy having it because he can't necessarily trust them?
Maybe it's because he can't trust them. It doesn't really matter, right? What the specific reason why he might not want them to have it for a whole bunch of reasons. He doesn't like them. He thinks they smell bad. They're not reliable. I don't know. Whatever the reason. It doesn't make a difference, right? But he has the right to say, I didn't want my object going to him. I wanted it to stay with you.
But it really, Bayer in theory gives a whole list of reasons and Rava's just taking one of those reasons.
So Rava says, no. Rava doesn't say, it's not just about not trusting the person. It's about specifically not trusting them. Trusting them when they take a shvuah.
Yeah, but that is one of the that could be one of the reasons.
Maybe, but it's a very different focus, right?
Yeah.
What did Abaye and Rava disagree about? Just before we continue, before we get into the kishkas of the sugya, since this links to what we've discussed before.
So I'm saying maybe Abaye doesn't disagree with Rava. He just thinks it should be more widely identified.
Mistoma Abaye will agree with Rava that that's a reason why he might not want to give them to that person. Right? There are any number of reasons. But the fact that Abaye says that it can be absolutely any reason why you don't want to give them to that person. And Rava says, no, there's one reason, but that reason is still applicable and we're going to assume that it's true. That he doesn't trust that person's shua. By the way, according to all Rishonim, that's even if that person is a kosher gomel, could be a gadol ador, I don't care. Right? We assume the Balaam don't trust the shua of the person of the second Shomer, unless we know otherwise. Right? So, what did Abaye and Rava disagree about? Right, Abaye says, doesn't like him. And Rava says, don't trust the shvuah. So l'chora, right, they're disagreeing about something that we've already discussed, right? They're disagreeing about what is the shvuah achieving. No? For Rava, the shvuah is fundamental, right? If you don't, the shvuah... We discussed whether the shvuah is something which is poiter you from tashlumim, or whether you are anyway potter and the shvuah just sort of confirms it. Right? Now, for Rava... I'm sorry?
Wasn't the other side Hafiz Dato?
That's what would come out of that. But if you say the Shvuah is only a way of confirming that you're anyway Potter, then Pasha's the reason why is because Shvuah is a Hafiz Dato.
It's not confirming to the court, because the court doesn't need any confirmation.
Yeah. because the Bezdin are happy. Right? The Bezdin are happy, the Bezdin don't mind. Right? That's what that Svar and Rishonim says. I mean, it's also a Beferish Gemara over here, but all the Rishonim who said it, it's really to verify the truth. We'll just say that's also because of that. Right? So it's not a problem. Everybody who's seen the Gemara so far, I'm assuming, has already noticed the fact that the Gemara explicitly mentions that one of the tzadim of Shua is to satisfy the original Bailim. Right? The Gemara explicitly mentions this. So, if you're wondering how is that not a problem, the answer is not a problem because it just means it's also true. It doesn't mean that it's exclusively true. Okay? Anyway. So, Rava will say you don't trust the Shua, right? Meaning the Shua is fundamental, the Shua is a poter, right? Abaye says that you don't like him, might agree that the Shua is a poter, but he doesn't have to, not necessarily. Right? Okay, fine.
Can you just be turned around? Because if the whole Svar of Rava is because the Balabayit doesn't trust the Shvua of the second Shomer, the court has its own ways of trusting Shvuas. If someone's a Masachet Mikubi or whatever, then they won't trust their Shvua. The court will trust their Shvua no matter who they are. So to the court, it doesn't matter whether or not you pass it on. So feels more like Rava's saying. The whole Indian here is that he doesn't trust the shvur of the owner doesn't want, the owner isn't Mafis Dato in this case.
Interesting. Maybe. Yes, you're right. You could stack it the other way entirely. Okay. I stand corrected. Anyway, Seder. Like I said, that was not the Yikra one I wanted to discuss. I wanna just to link it into things we already talked about. Okay. But Seder, let us start. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam first. So the Rambam says, right, in Skiris Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, Zanya Daf Makaros, right, Kol Shomer Shepash B'Tchilase, Af Al Pi, Shenenas B'Soifoi, Chayev K'mo Sheyispoir. Right, so any Shomer, Tchilase B'Shia Soifoi Ba'ines, which we've all learned already, I assume, right, Chayev, Ve'ena shol rashai lahashil afiu sha'als ve'ena shol rashal hashashil. A shol can't pass on the object. Sha'al sefer Torah shekol kosher karei b'yotzei mitzvah lishlin l'acher. Even if it was a sefer Torah, where you think that maybe the Bailim was happy that another person would get to do the mitzvah, no, he's not allowed to pass it on under no circumstances. Right? Ve'chein ena sefer rashal lahaskir na soicher, somebody's renting it, also can't rent it forwards. Afil hiski roi sefer Torah liyaskir rena l'acher. Fine, same thing. Sharei ze oimer loy ein retzoini sheye pikdoni biad acher. Because you can say, I don't want somebody else to have it. Avar HaShomer, Umasar LaShomer HaSheni, if the Shomer was over and he actually gave it to somebody else, Im Yish Eidim SheShomera HaShomer HaSheni Kederech HaShomer VeNenas Patur HaShomer HaRishon SheHarei Yish Eidim SheNenas. Okay. If there are Eidim that the Shomer HaSheni minded the object as it should have been minded, and then some onus happened and it was died, it damaged, it was destroyed, whatever the case may be, right? The first Shomer is Potter, right? V'im ein sham edim chayev haShomer rishon l'shalom l'bailim ipnei shemaso haShomer haShomer acher. And if there are no edim, then the first Shomer is chayev to pay, right? Why? Shari eishin. V'yasehu din im haShomer haSheni, and then he'll him have a din with the second Shomer, right? They also had an agreement, so he'll have a din with him. Okay, let's continue. Oh, wait, fine. Afilu haya shomer chinam u'masar shomer sachar chayev shareyesh lebayal chefetz leimar le'ata ne'eman etzli ha'leishav v'zeh einu ne'eman. So the Rambam says, even if he was a shomer chinam and he gave it to a shomer sachar, meaning he gave it a higher level of shmira, still no good because of the issue of shvua that we discussed. Lefichach im haya derech ha'bayin mehafkid tamid davar zeh itzel ha'shomer ha'sheni harei zeh ha'shomer harishon potter mil shalem sharehu oimer lebayilim zeh ha'davar sheifkad etam etzli. Oishaltam emesh hayitzim mafkidin oisoy eitzel ze sheifkadati ani eitzloi. Right? Therefore, if they were constantly using this person as a shomer, the second shomer, as a shomer, then the first shomer can give it to the second shomer, because they can say, I know that you were fine with it. And that's as long as he doesn't give it to him as a shomer chinam. He's a shomer tzachar, he doesn't make it in a lesser level of shmira. Right? Ketzad yemayit b'shmira. So what's the case of making it a lesser level of shmira? Going shahaya mufkad etzloi b'sachar, v'fkidoi etzloi sheni b'chinam, v'shaya yashol etzloi, v'fkidoi etzloi sheni b'sachar, hu v'mit b'shmira, say poisheya hu mishalim. Right? If either the first shomer was a shoel, and then he gave it on to the second shomer as a shomer chinam, or the first shomer was a shomer as sachar, and he gave it over to the second shomer as a shomer chinam, whatever, he brought it down to a lesser level of shmira. In such a case, he's posheya. Remember, tchilas epshia. Right, so he's posheya when he gave it on to the second shomer, and therefore he should pay. Afal pi sheshal sachar sachar abaylim harehu hoitzi adavar hashomer miyadoi liyad shomer achar. Even though right, even though it's called Shmira, even though it was a case of Shmira Bevailim, right, an interesting Kiddush of the Rambam, even though this would be a case of this, even if it was a case of Shmira Bevailim, he would still be Chayev. Why? Because he gave it over to somebody else.
Why is that Pshia? That's got to be different from any other Pshia. Giving it to a person as opposed to...
Ah, very good. So Jonah asked the first Jonah asked the first obvious question. Why is this different? No, what's the answer?
Because you're kind of putting it in something that's out of your control. It's like leaving it in the middle of the field.
Very good. It's not Pashaya, right? It's worse than Pashaya. It's Mazik B'Yadayim. Right, that's apparently how the Rambam is approaching it.
The Rambam called Pashaya Mazik.
So it's true, the Rambam has a famous chiddush, not such a chiddush really, but Seder, called the Rambam's chiddush, right, for the fun of it, that Poshaya Kemazik, right? But having said that, even though we say Poshaya Kemazik according to the Rambam, not Ligamri, right, that Chafadimion is very important. How far does it go? Right? It's not Ligamri. You're not Mazik Be'adayim because you are Poshaya. In this case, it's the Zoh you are Mazik Be'adayim. You mamish abandon the object. It's very different. That's not the same thing as not looking after it properly.
Well, so if you just leave it somewhere and completely walk off.
So maybe then, yeah.
That's the same as this.
Yeah, l'chora. That would be what would come out of this Rambam. That's the shach says that, and l'chora, yes.
Wow.
That's mistaber. Okay, fine. Okay, so now let's go on to halacha hay, because halacha hay is very important. It's going to be the ikara discussion. Ve'im hevi hashomer hasheni yuharaya sheyipater b'hashomer rishon kedin shmirasei hareze pater. And if the shomer sheni, we're talking about now in the case where he was mimayit, he brought it down to a lower level of shmira, which we said is pshia. Right? The Rambam explicitly said that's a pshia. So if the shomer sheni will now bring a raya that the shomer, that there was nothing that could have been done. It was mamish oines gamur, right? Shei pater b'shomer rishon gedin shmirasei. In such a case, the shomer rishon would have been pater if he had kept the object with him, if he hadn't given it to a second shomer. Hare ze pater. Then the first shomer is in fact pater. Right? So if the Rambam says, this guy, the Shomer Sheni, comes along and brings a raya that the Shomer Rishon, that the Nezek, the damage that was caused, was such that the Shomer Rishon would have been Potter if it had stayed with him, then he will remain Potter.
According to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi.
Like the Rambam's pasuk, like he's not explaining the Gemara, and then the minute gets to use the Rambam as explaining, as though he's explaining the Gemara. The Rambam is in fact pasuk, right? So Mistama, he's saying it's according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
So it's like almost that the Rambam saying that something that Oines is seen as totally inevitable. Like,
ah, very good. So the Rambam is saying the pasuk is Oines, right? We're talking about a Ptoronis. I don't want to get into details about what counts as Oines in one case. It's not important for us right now. right? Just parenthetically, if you're interested, the Tosfos in Bava Kamma points out that we do have different levels of ones for different dinim. Right, so if I say, for example, a shomer sachar is potter on, who remembers?
So,
ones. Right, ones and chayevin. Very good. A shawel is potter on.
Almost nothing.
Mesa machmas malacha, right? And hayev on
everything
else, including onus damar, right? So says the so. There's two ways of learning that. You could say there's different levels of chiyuvim, or you could say there's different ways of defining word onus. Right. So Tosfos and Bava Kamma are of the opinion that there's different ways of defining the word onus. Right. In different cases. Doda, I saw you make that particular face. If you're interested, Rebbe, Harini Kapras Piskovo, gave a very long, like 2.5 hour shiur about that one Tosfos when we did Bava Kamma. Blineta, I'll find the notes for you if you're interested. Anyway, okay, so, right, Pashtus, the reason why you're doing this, right? You're going to be potter in the case where the Shomer Sheni is willing to bring Edim, right? That you should have been, that the Shomer Rishon should have been potter. You'll be potter because of Oynes. What's the problem? What's the problem with saying that?
What's the difference in this case and the previous case?
A very good. Explain yourself.
It seems like exactly the same thing. You're Pashaya. Tchilat of Shia, Basof of Oynes.
Ah, very good. The Rambam already said, Tchilat of Shia, Sof of Oynes, Chayev. So if we're Chayev on Tchilat of Shia, Sof of Oynes, then why... Like, why on earth would you be potter in this case? I'm sorry?
It's not
Chilat HaBashiyah. It is Chilat HaBashiyah. The Ram said that if you're Moiser to a Shomer Sheni and you reduce the level of Shmira, you are a Pesheya. And even so, if the second Shomer is willing to give Edus or bring Edim, that you would have been Potter. If it had stayed with you, you'll be Potter. So that we should apply the rules of Shliyas, Chalas of Shliyas, Shliyas, Sof Banas, and Sayer Chayev.
You can say it depending on how you understand the rule of Tchivas with the Tchivas of Banas, that it's that, does he understand that the Pshia needs Sof Banas, or just Pshia for the Banas? If it's
okay, very good. Keep that thought in mind. Right, keep that one in mind, we're going to get to that in a minute. You are correct, that is one way that I was explaining the Rambam. Okay, simplest way of explaining the Rambam is the Marashal. The Marashal I didn't bring you on the Daf Makoros, because he actually says the same thing as the Tosfos. So... Okay, so if you look at the Tosfos on Laman Vav and Beis, he's actually on Laman Alpha analysis, makes the same argument, eh? Yeah, he's on. It's on, let's go stay with Laman Vav and Alf, right? Laman Vav and Alf, Dibur Maskel Ein Ritzoni. Tosfos, right? So it says, has anybody learned it? Did anybody learn this Tosfos? I'm sorry. Okay, fine. So the Tosfos say, "Ein lefarish the timer dechayev the Rabbi Yochanan alibed abayim mishum de shina midas hamafkid." It's not because he did something the mafkid didn't want him to do. That's not what abayim means when he said, "I didn't want that person to have my object. I wanted this person to have my object." Right? He meant something different. Ulechach is chayev bechol oinsin, and therefore it's chayev on all oinsin. Afilu lebeoinsin shehayu reuyin lavoy birshus shomer harishain. Even oinsin that could have happened if it had never been passed on to somebody else. The imgain my parakabai le rava le kaman lema le rabbi amil rabbi abba malachamavis malihacha malihasam. So, says the Tosfos, and this is actually the first mara later on, right? But his application of it here is a little bit different, right? Malachamavis malihacha malihasam. The malachamavis, what difference does it make if it was here or if it was there? Meaning, there is nothing that could have been done about it. But no, the statement is not per se that there's nothing that could have been done about it in the sense that there was no shmir that could have prevented it. The statement is that it was inevitable. Right? The nezek was unstoppable. If it had been with the original by them, that would have also been true. Okay? Again, on this, on the, on the Lamed Vav on the base, at Mehem Nasli Bishvua, Ulechach Haya Shemer Rishon Yachal Yishaba, Oines, Oishe, Hoyu, Eidim Bedara Proter, Vafil Masr Chashay de Katan, Vamesa Bishusam, Kevin de Af, Bebeis, Shemer Rishon, Haisa Mesa, De Malach Hamavas Malihacha, Mali Hassam Vechuli. So the first explanation for the Rambam is, I don't know what this toast is, but right. The first explanation for this Rambam is in fact the toast. Right, but it's a Marashal. The Marashal applied to the Rambam. Right? Malach Hamavet Mali Hacha Mali Hasa. Right? Inevitable. The Nezek is simply inevitable. Right? In other words, what category is a part of? I have to ask you, which category, what is it similar to? Which category of Torah Shomrim is it similar to that we're already familiar with? Not exactly. Stronger than Onis. Mesa Machmas Melacha, right? It's basically Mesa Machmas Melacha. Right? In other words, the death was simply inevitable. It's not even true that there was nothing that could be done about it. Not true, certainly not true that there's nothing reasonable that can be done about it. It's not true there was nothing that can be done about it. It's that literally, right, nothing could have been possibly done by anybody in the universe to prevent it. That's Tois's answer. Therefore, you're not chayev, because, I mean, why? Why would anybody be chayev? That's basically the argument, yeah?
But isn't this kind of similar to that case later, where you have an object and you put it in a barn which is light, which is very easily caught on fire, and then a thief comes and steals it, so it's perfectly safe from thieves, but it just so happened, but it just so happened that it got stolen. So you were put, it's chilatab of Shia, in the sense that you were put Shia with regard to fire, but the thing that happened to it, it could have happened to it anyway.
No, so that's not similar. That's not similar. It's not a question of like I said, it's not a question of something that might, that it's not a question of there being no connection. This explanation, right? It's not a question of there being no connection between the Shia and the eventual Nezek. It's much stronger. The Nezek was literally unstoppable.
It wouldn't have happened.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed the Nezek was going to occur.
No, but it just so happened it happened in the second Shomer's house. So let's say it got stolen or something in some honest way. Listim came. The Listim wouldn't have come. Listim came to house.
But
A,
that would not be good enough. That would not be good enough according to Tosafos.
So what?
Well, we're talking about it like drops dead or something.
Okay.
But we're talking about something that was literally unstoppable. That's the argument. Malach Hamavis, Malihacha, Malihasam.
So it would have died wherever it had been. It has to be.
That seems to be the argument, yeah. Okay, so, and Jonah has been very helpful in pointing out an obvious nachmina between this and basically any other reason you might come up with, right? What's the case in the Rambam? Right? Drop dead. Right? That must be it. Because otherwise, this line literally just doesn't make any sense.
What? You can't apply the idea of
I don't think so, because with almost anything else, it's not true. Was it being in the care of different people would make a difference.
That maybe it's like if it struck by lightning. So it's true that it wouldn't necessarily happen when I was looking after it, but it's not more likely to happen when you're looking after it.
No, so I think being struck by lightning or similar events,
or
what I mean?
Running into anything.
Like something similar to that, but for example, being stolen by Listim is no, because there really makes a difference where it is.
Not always.
I mean, unless the whole Medina is saturated with Listim and Zuyana, I assume it does.
Which is fair to say, otherwise it's an extra admin of Shia, which is given to someone who lives in a place full of others.
I don't know.
It might just be, it just so happened. You never knew, it just happened to make it one.
So that's what that I think
you can see that there's different.
This is the din of just so happened.
I think you can agree that there's different levels of onus, right? There's a difference between something happening and I personally couldn't have done something about it, or there's something happened and nobody in the universe could have done something about it.
Yeah.
Right? Those are different.
Yeah.
Right? That's what Tosafos is saying for sure. right, when quoting this line to explain the opinion of Abaye and Rava, interestingly, in slightly different ways. Certainly, what the Marashal means in the Rambam, explicitly he says that.
Okay.
Fine. That's our first answer. The second answer is the Lechem Mishnah. Now, the Lechem Mishnah is going to sound like the Marashal. It is not the same thing, right? So we're going to look at it carefully. Just a second, let me find the line. Just a second. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the line I need. Okay, so va'anacha in latare, it's towards the bottom. Right, first he proposes the answer of... he does propose the answer the Marashal suggests, and he rejects it. He thinks it's doichach. Why is it doichach? Because the Rambam doesn't mention in that specific sort... That's the specific sort of nezek that's being discussed here. Right? And so then he says, right, v'anach in the Torah b'zeh, hu delay amrinah shetigasa b'shiyah zoi v'vonis, elak sheha'onis baloi machmas ha'pshiyah. Thank you, Eitan. Right? Dumya de'ayda amrinah magmara b'perik ha'mafkid ha'hu gavra de'afkid zu ze'gabi ha'ri osvin hu b'tzarifo de'urvani ve'ignuv de'havi p'shiyah le'gabi nuro le'gabi ganvi neti russo matzameh ralei im haya b'yadi ha'isa ha'isi. Shomeram Shmira Ma'alisa, Lagayr Mura, the Havi Taka Sakarka, Veloya Yunugnav, Nimsa, the Mishum, the Loy Avid Shmira Ma'alisa, Afil, the Gabi Nura, Kitin Kolok Safim, the Ain Lahem Shmira El Takas Karka, Mishum Haki Ignova, Valhacha, Matsamera Nifka, the Maf, Lamaf Kirim, Ata, Hayisi, Noisin, the Shomer Zel, Shomroi Bissakar, Venen Asaya Pottering, Kent, Shiasa, Loy Asa, Klum. Okay, so. Says the Lechem Mishnah. The reason why is because the Pshia has nothing to do with the eventual damage. Right? Pshia irrelevant to the damage. Right? Meaning, what's the case, sort of, you know, theoretically? You started off as, I don't know, a Shomer Safar, right? And then, you started off as a Shol, right? Actually, that's not about this. You start off as a Shomer Safar, right? And then, who's Potter in Onetz, right? And then you gave it to a Shomer Chinam, which the Raman said is a Pshia. Right? And then the animal got stolen by Lifton and Zoyan, which is a classic onus that's mentioned in the Gemara in a number of places. Right? So in such a case, then the Shomer Rishon will be Potter, says the Lechem Mishnah, against the Marashal. Why? Because... The reason why the Shomer Rishon will be potter is because it's irrelevant, right? If he had given it to a Shomer Issachar, right, who has a similar level, a similar chi of Shmira to him, right, or if he had, in fact, just kept it himself, it would have made no difference because that level of Aines is something that he wasn't mechuyev to protect from anyway. Okay? Therefore, his pshia had mamish nothing whatsoever to do with the eventual damage. Okay, the advantage of the Lechem Mishnah approach is that it patters in really any case that sort of logic is applicable to, right? It's very, very true to the Rambam's words. Right? The Rambam says, as long as the onus is such that the original Shomer would have been patter, and you can bring Edom to prove that, then the original Shomer will in fact remain Potter. He's not chayav by virtue of having performed the Pshia. Right? What are the problems with the Lechem Mishnah's approach?
massively restricts Kotel.
Okay, firstly, it restricts the loss of Shia of Sefer Onus, and even though he quotes
also
the Gemara about the guarding it from a fire and thieves, nevertheless, the Gemara from the side of thieves, bit pash, this is not consistent with what he's saying.
It sounds like if you completely abandon the object, because if we don't care about this other Shomer, then it sounds like if we don't care about, if you completely abandon the object, it still might not be Pshia.
No, I think everybody would agree that abandoning the object is like a Pshia.
But isn't that what he's doing in this case? He's completely abandoning the object by leaving it with the other Shomer.
Oh, you're saying, I mean, I suppose the answer is not agide kach abandoning, it's still degrees of abandonment.
Yeah. But if we don't care about the other shomer, then...
No, it's not true, we don't really garnery care about the other shomer. We care a little bit, you know? So this is the answer to your question. The other problem is that it assumes something which is not the least bit pasha than Chiyuv Shmira. Right, the Lechem Mishnah is assuming that the only sort of shmira that you're chayev in is the sort of that you're chayev to perform lechatchila is a sort of shmira that you'll be chayev to pay for if you don't perform. And showing there's an exact match between what you are chayev to do and what you pay for if you didn't do. That's not pashut at all. It might be that just mitzah you're chayev to look after some other guy's property the exact same way as you look after your own property, meaning very well, right? And it just happens to be that the level at which you're chayim is dependent on certain other factors, like the level at which you would pay in the event that something happened. But that doesn't mean that lechatchila you're potter and that you can just neglect it, you know, beyond the minimal level that you would have to pay for. Right? That assumption of the Lechem Mishnah is problematic. Okay. Fine. The third possible answer is the ktsais. Right? The Ktsois has on this a famous piece. V'anirlani is daidi b'divrei Rambam shehein nechoinim. So he says, the Ktsois firstly, I like the Rambam. The Rambam's right. Right? V'hu devadai kol shehifkid nemi sherogil atzloi nichnas shehin taft of derishen v'nishpa shamar charoi. Aval im loy maso v'sheni af al gav deze sherogil ahafkid ra'a shenenas l'matzi li shaba shera'a shenenas im arishen lo yoda im ba'onis im b'shiyah. Kim dematzi amar hamavkid any roitzi she yishave misha ein loy esek imo. Ela, dafka hecha de masaroi loy, de azu nichnas tachta, vetzarech hakabel shvuasoi kevin de nichnas tachta, vare esek imo. Vim ken kol shalei mi eit bishmerasoi ela shemer sachar, ela shemer sachar, vashol ela shol, harei hasheni nichnas tachtav, umpala bar kochoi shvuas hasheni, meila niftar harishoin, aval im mi eit bishmira, ela shemer sachar, ela shemer chinam, im shia, harei hasheni tachtav derishoin, aval bigneva v'abeidai, einoi nichnas tachtav, vashheni potter, vashheni chayev. Okay, says the Ktsois. It's nothing whatsoever to do with what we've been discussing until this point. Up until this point, we've been discussing things about the Chiyuv Shmira, right? Is it there's a Chiyuv Shmira? There isn't a Chiyuv Shmira. Was there a Pshia in this case? There maybe wasn't a Pshia, right? We've been discussing all sorts of things that have to do with the behavior of the Shomer. That's nothing to do with that. The problem is a rule of evidence, right? It's a basic rule of evidence. What is the rule of evidence? Says, if I have a dispute with Harry, then can Gavriel take a shvua on Harry's behalf? No, he can't. Right? The shvua is between the Baalei Din. The shvua is between the people who are having the dispute. Yeah? So, says the Ktsais, in the event that the shomer, that the first shomer gave over the object to somebody else without a proper kinyan on the shmira, without a doing it properly as a shomer, then the second shomer simply has nothing to do with the dispute. Since he has nothing to do with the dispute, he can't take any shvuas, and therefore he can't pater anybody, and therefore the first person will remain chayev, and the first person also can't take any shvuas because he has nothing to do with the object anymore. Right? He didn't have the object in his care, therefore he can't take a shvuas. The metzias, he can't take a shvuas. He can't tell you, he knows 100% what happened to it. Right? Therefore he'll have to pay. And... you'll tell me, but he did give it over as a proper shmira, right? A shomer sachar giving it over to say a shomer chinam, or a shoel giving it over a shomer sachar is giving it over as a proper shmira. Well, the Ktsais, that's true, but only for the with respect to the things that the shomer sachar or shomer chinam are chayav to pay for. right? Only with respect to the things that the lower level shomer is chayav to pay for. But if it's for something that the lower shomer would not be chayav to pay for, then he's not party to the dispute. Right? Let's say a shomer sachar gave over the object to a shomer chinam, right? And then the object was stolen. A shomer chinam, right, is not chayav to pay in such a case. Therefore, he's not party to a dispute about gneva va'aveda, right? Therefore, right, he can't take a shvur on that issue towards the original bailim on behalf of the first shomer. Therefore, the first shomer will end up paying, right? Let's say a shomer sachar gave over the object to a shomer chinam, right? And then the object was stolen. Now, it's true that the shomer sachar, the shomer sachar gave over the object over to a shomer chinam, and then it was an ones. It was stolen by the listener mizuyan, right? Some sort of ones happened. Doesn't matter. The field was flooded. It doesn't matter for our purposes, right? Some sort of ones happened, right? When the shomer sachar would anyway be potter, right? But what happened, right? The shomer chinam was only mekabel shmira leinyan pshia, because that's what a shomer chinam is, right? Therefore, anything which is above the level of shmira, he's not party to the dispute. Right? Since he's not party to the dispute, he didn't accept the full achrayas that the shomer sachar originally had. Right? He only accepted part of the achrayas unto himself. Therefore, he's not party to the dispute if it's beyond that. So it's an interesting argument. Since he's not party to the dispute... Party to the dispute. He's not part of it. The dispute is irrelevant to him. And he's a third party. Somebody who's michel. I'm sorry?
That's why they got cancer.
Maybe. Interesting. He doesn't make that point, but maybe. Yeah. Right? But more, for us, what's important is, since he's not a part of this dispute, he can't take a shvua. Right? Therefore, he can't take a shvua in front of the original bailim to potter the first shomer. Right? Therefore, even though the first shomer should really be potter in such a case because it was oines and he's only a shomer sachar, he'll still be chayev because there's no way for him to prove that he should be potter. And he obviously can't take a shvua about what happened because he wasn't there. Right? That's the whole chap of it being with a new shomer. But if the second shomer can bring eidim that it was an oines, the first shomer should anyway be potter. That's different. Right? Then we can prove that in fact he should be potter. Right? The issue is basically an evidentiary issue.
So why is that relevant to the rest of the... As in, we just explained until now why the... What's it called? Why you should be chayav mishalim? Why is the edim? Why is that specific to this answer?
Oh, no, the edim bit is like, as in the fact that you have to bring edim is not specific. The Rambam is explicit about that. The significance of the edim is what's important here, right? The significance of the edim is not because, right, it proves bevados that the pshia was irrelevant, right? For example. The significance of the edim is we assume that was the case, right? The significance of the edim is that we had an evidentiary issue. There was nothing we could say in Bezdin, right? That's the distinction between two cases, yeah.
But
in Achinami, it would probably have to assume the longest of the Lecha Mishnah.
Does the Rambam go into the stuff that the Katsuris is pretty well in? Because there are consequential halachas that come from.
If there are Aiden, then you don't need anybody's take a shura.
Okay, and if the first shomer was actually with the second shomer, then
if the first shomer, excuse me,
was actually there when the second shomer was.
The Rambam doesn't discuss that case. Then you're saying the first Shomer can in fact take a Shvuah about what happened. No, you know, that would be enough opinion. Right, that would be a clear enough opinion that says his opinion.
Yeah.
Right, that would not be true of the Lechem Mishnah, it would not be true of for the Marashal, it would be true for the Xis. Okay. I did want to... Okay, so I did want to talk about something else, but it's already almost 11:30 and I don't want to keep you up too late. So we will finish there tonight. Shkoyach, gentlemen.